It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it. Hello and welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Amy Gledhill.
And me, Ian Smith. I come from the northern town of Goole.
And you might be able to tell from my accent, I come from Hull.
And to our shame, we have been living in London now for ages.
Too long. And we want to catch up with all the news that's been going on up north. This is
Northern News. Hello, everybody. It's Northern News coming at you in the weird bit between Christmas and New Year.
Oh, it's the weird bit, isn't it?
It's horrible.
It's like the bit between your thumb and your hand that's got that bit of web.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Webskin Week.
It's bloody Webskin Week.
Webskin Week.
And we're here to guide you through.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You still got some of your presents that you're playing with.
That you like, how do you think our listeners are?
They're young.
How young?
We got young listeners. We're talking 8 to 14
do
is our
think?
Core. Have you seen the stats?
No, I've not.
We're big with 8 to 14-year-olds in Azerbaijan.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the only place we're big? Because that's quite. We've got a live show coming up. It's going to be very
ill
attended.
We're going to do it in Azerbaijan. Do a little live tour of places up the north. Whack Azerbaijan on the end.
All right.
See what happens.
I'm in. What have you been up to this week? Now, what we need to say is we're recording this a little bit before Christmas.
Oh, yes.
So you can't tell me about your Christmas day unless you want to pretend. But I don't think we should pretend. I think the listeners deserve to know what's actually been going on in your bloody life.
They deserve an authentic experience.
They do.
But nothing's happened in my week. I'm about to tell you a boring story. And people will be listening going, he's had the worst Christmas ever. I've got any anecdotes from Christmas. I put up a desk and a chest of drawers in the new flat.
Oh, it's
been
hard,
doing
isn't
some
it?
Flat pack furnishings.
Did you do it by yourself?
Yeah.
Did it say on the box it's a two-man job?
Yeah, it said two men, and I put, it's two men for you! If you're listening to the podcast, which most people are, I got my middle fingers up. I'm cool.
Everybody's listening except me, who's looking.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you're not Amy, I got my middle fingers up, and I'm pointing them at a sheet of paper on the floor with loads of tools around it, going, fuck you. I'm doing it by myself.
And did you manage it?
Yes, but it was horrible.
Yeah.
I put this desk together. I've done so much work on it.
Yeah.
And then two identical pipes, one of them had two little extra holes in. I put it on the wrong way around.
No.
I had to dismantle the whole thing.
No.
I think I was swearing and calling myself an idiot for 30 minutes as I was dismantling it. I was like, you moron. You idiot, Ian. You idiot!
Just unscrewing stuff. That's why you need two men. So one of you's doing it and the other one's shouting obscenities.
Yeah. I think the longer the wood, the more you should get two people to do it.
That's good.
Because long items is where your trouble is.
But if your room's small, you can lean it against the walls.
Yeah. But it's just a warning to the listener. If for Christmas you've been given
a wardrobe,
a bit of flat pack furniture from someone, I'm not saying it's a bad present.
No.
But have they given you a present or have they given you the raw material to make your own present?
Exactly.
You're going to get bruised, lean it up against the wall, check for little holes in the diagrams, and you'll be okay.
It's like Squid Game.
Mm.
Have you been watching Squid Game?
What, the reality TV series? Yeah. God, I love it so much! I love it so fucking much.
Yeah.
Dear God, I love that. All I want to do is get home and watch Squid
Game.
Well,
I'm sorry, you have to record a podcast with me. Yeah. Actually, I'm very sorry
about
that.
What have you done this week? Can you keep it quick? Squid Game ain't going to watch itself.
Got on a train. Train strikes, train delayed. Had to get on another train.
Quicker.
I had to get on another train and I was going to be on it for 4.5 hours and there was no seats and it was really packed and I managed to get a seat and I thought, oh, I've absolutely nailed this. And then a group of lads came.
Oh, no.
Oh, they came and they sat all around me.
What were you on? What were you on, like a table?
No, I was on a two-person seat, but then they came and they sat two in front of them, two to the side, and then one had to sit next to me. And I thought, this is the worst day of my life. My headphones died 2 hours into the journey, and I just kept them on to try and block out some of their... Look, we're doing a podcast. Yes, we've just talked about flat pack furniture, but their level of banter, if I may call it such a thing, was absolutely revolting.
Are we talking comedically bad?
Comedically bad.
Comedically bad and also... morally bad.
There was a few morally bad things,
mm.
but what I took more offence to was, right, for honestly about 90 minutes, they couldn't get over the fact that one of them didn't quite know what a nectarine was. It's like, oh, Bosley don't know what a nectarine is. You don't know what a nectarine is? It's like a tangerine. It's like a tangerine. No, it's not a tangerine. What, I've heard of a nectarine, I just don't know what it is, what? You know what, you don't know what a nectarine is for 90 minutes.
That seems like such an unladdie thing.
Yeah.
They'd be like, well, you don't know which football player plays for which team.
Yeah.
They're just big into fruit,
90 minutes about this fucking nectarine. It was awful.
I've lost confidence. I know what a nectarine is now.
Yeah. Well, I was just like, well, I think it's like a little peach, but then I was like, do you know what? I don't know, and also I don't care.
Mm.
I don't care.
And you didn't stick up for Bazza? You didn't know what an nectarine is?
No, because he was one of the ones that had said something morally wrong.
Oh.
It was just awful. But it turns out they'd been in an Airbnb and I know all. They'd been charged £160 for breaking a glass and not giving the keys back.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. I'm going to say, 160, that's a pricey glass. But yeah you got to give your keys back.
He kept being like, £160 for one glass. Where are they getting it from? Is it made of gold? Is it made of gold, this glass?
Glass. Is it made of gold?
Is it made of gold, this glass?
This glass.
£140 for a glass. Are you mad? And then, yeah, then it transpired like, oh, I didn't give the keys back. It's like, right, maybe it's for that then.
Yeah, because you can enter that property now at any time.
Yeah.
You just got the keys.
It's just a classic lads banter.
Yeah. Just,
for 10 minutes, it would have been amusing. For 4.5 hours, going out of my mind.
Just that your memories are, like, gone.
Gone, fully gone.
Wow.
So there you go. That's my week. My week on a train.
Yeah. Well,
learning
they sound
about
nice.
Le Nectarine. Oh, nah.
Do you have a more positive story from the north?
In a twist.
Uh-oh.
It is north. But it's Northern Ireland.
Oh.
I've gone to Belfast. I didn't even know what the rules were. I've gone to Belfast. It's
fucking
Christmas.
Hell.
You can't stop me. I'll do what I want.
I guess we're in that weird part between Christmas and the New Year.
It's Web Week.
There's no rules in Web Week. We've gone to Belfast.
I've gone to bloody Belfast. Because I still don't fully think I've got my head around what this is, right? So the headline is, Nightmare 85-pound Grinch who ruined woman's home is now available for hire again.
What?
So it's a service that you can hire, but it comes around and wrecks your house.
I've seen like the videos of the Grinches coming in and like, you know, they'll come in and like steal the Christmas presents and the kids lose their minds.
That sounds awful.
Have you seen these videos? They're funny.
No.
It'll be like a relative or whatever, but open the door and like they've seen the Grinch. So the Grinch comes in the house and he's got a big bag and he'll go into the tree and starts putting the presents in the bag. And the kids are going, no, no. And there's like a little 8-year-old like punching this like Grinch. And like he's on his back and he's got the Grinch in a headlock. And this kid's like traumatized and he's like taking Christmas, but he's He would kill the Grinch if his punches were strong enough. He's like, I'm taking this fucking guy out.
Oh, my God.
See, I think they, like, properly, like, scare people.
This is going to be so many kids' origin stories of, like, when they all become, you know, criminals. Yeah. They'll be like, well, this one time a Grinch came in and I was not going to, and I did end up killing my uncle, yeah. underneath the headline it says, the nightmare Grinch who trashed the home of a furious mother is back to cause even more mayhem this Christmas season. And for £85, you can invite him over to your house. This is what I don't get. In the article, it's going on about how this mother was disgusted at his antics and all this. So it's like, have you hired him? So it says, Laura McGill shelled out £85 for a Grinch visit, only for the fairy green impersonator to completely trash her home. And this is my favourite bit. This is one of my favourite things ever. Only for the fairy green impersonator to completely trash her home and even pour juice all over her young son.
Yeah. I think they've got a small license. Yeah, you're allowed to come into the house and you're allowed to put the presents in a bag and you're allowed to push the kids away, probably like within reason. But he's just gone, like, this is an excuse for me to trash someone's house. Pour juice on a kid.
He's properly trashed it as well. Yeah, so she's paid for a set. So it makes sense now. So she's paid for a service for a Grinch to come round, yeah. Thinking it's a fun, like, kids' party almost thing to do. But they're mayhem inducing.
Mayhem inducing.
They're mayhem inducing. So she says, I highly do not recommend. Emailed and complained, no reply. The Grinch definitely came and stole Christmas. Never been so disgusted in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I think, and no disrespect, but a Northern Irish Grinch is going to be even scarier.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, the Northern Irish accent on a Grinch.
Yeah. Wow. It would.
And you're getting juice born.
You're getting juice born. And there's a picture showing how her living room floor had been smeared with Grinch green cupcakes all over the floor.
Hell.
There's food. Look, this is the picture of the cupcakes. See that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, her house looks awful now.
Yeah, proper ruined her house.
She's
paid,
like,
for this.
When we talked before about those restaurants where you're allowed to swear at the customers and be rude to them.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be like, oh, original choice, Jesus Christ. But that you can get sacked if you, like, are too personal.
Right.
You know, okay. Oh, dickhead is ordered a burger. Fucking bald dickhead. Fuck you. And your family's ugly. I'll get you a burger. I'll shove up your ass.
Wait, did you say bald? You're fired.
Yeah. Not personal, please. But I think this person's, like, got that job thing. This would be perfect for me because I've got an anger management problem and I can take it out.
Oh, yeah.
And kids.
Yeah, who's going for this job? The company hires out the chaotic character. And they told the newspaper, the Mail Online, that the Grinch was absolutely loving the attention. They stated, the homeowner's sister hired us. Oh, so it wasn't even the woman?
Oh, she don't know what's happening.
Oh, my God. The homeowner's sister hired us and was told in advance what was involved prior to the visit. We've done 30 visits this year with no complaints. We've been doing this for 3 years in total. Our Grinch is loving the attention. We've had hundreds of booking inquiries just today. Oh, my God.
Yeah, probably because people have, like, read and gone, they smash up the house and pour juice on the kids. I'm booking it for next door.
Well,
people are not like...
You can book it for other people. That shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah,
you should not be allowed. That should not be a thing.
Yeah. Loads of pensioners. Christmas dinner. Yeah! You'll be having no Christmas!
Oh, my God, it says here as well that the company have said that the Grinch that went round also knows them personally, but hasn't told them who it was below the mask.
Oh, wow.
You shouldn't be allowed to pay a man who knows a family. He's where a man covering his face has gone into a house and ransacked it. That's a crime.
When you say it out loud, it does
That's
sound bad.
Just a full crime, a terrifying full crime. And he's poured juice all over a little boy.
But that could be his nephew, though. If it's someone who already knows, I think you can pour juice on your own nephew.
Oh.
I think if you can't pour juice on your nieces and nephews, the tofu-eating wokarati have gone mad.
If I can't put a mask over my face and go into a house that isn't mine and pour juice on children that I know personally, but they don't know who I am and they're scared and frightened and I've trashed their house and their mum's crying. If I can't pour juice on them then, the bloody snowflakes are ruining the world.
It's like Jeremy Corbyn got in after all.
And Germany won. It's like Germany won and Corbyn's the leader. No, I won't think it through. No, I don't think I have to think it through.
I might as well be speaking in Deutsch. In Deutsch, is it? If I can't even pour juice on my, what is it, Niefenfaun? I don't know what nephew is, because England won the war.
We have taken this...
It's gone in quite a strange quite extreme, direction, hasn't it? But it's Web Week.
Basically what they're saying.
It's Web Week, and people will have been hearing this from their families. Because we know what the score is.
Yeah, yeah.
You can love your family as much as you want, but they've got terrible opinions. They've got dog shite opinions.
I don't think I've got a single mad opinion family member, actually.
What?
You know, like people would be like, oh, you got that old uncle who's like, I think my family's quite right on you know, on the right
really
side
good.
Of things.
Oh, that's
but
really
I guess
good.
Just haven't seen everyone from the family for a while. You might have a cousin come round and you haven't seen him. You're like, oh, how you been? Yeah. Park that for a second. There's too many immigrants in the country. And you're like, here he is.
Here he is. I forgot about you. Yeah, how are you doing?
Hey, up, cock.
I got a story.
Yeah.
That was given to us by Molly Ryan via Instagram.
Oh, hello, Molly Ryan.
Hello, Molly Ryan. Do you know that song?
A bit more and I'll get it.
Hello, Molly Ryan. I'm knocking on your door and I'm dressed like a Grinch. Answer your door. Oh, now I'm in your house. I'm pouring juice on your kids. My nieces and my nephews, but don't tell them. They're wet with juice. They're smacked in the face. I've got the presents. You're a disgrace. It goes on for a while.
But I don't know
the whole song.
Is it Top Loader?
Yes. Yeah. They did it after Dancing in the Moonlight. Yeah. It wasn't as popular.
They're two big hits.
Yeah. This is Run Corn. The thing that they seem outraged about this, it feels odd.
Yeah.
Dogging room planned close to primary school where you bring your own booze.
Right. So, there's a lot of information in that headline, isn't there? Dogging also, room.
Dogging room.
Can you have that?
I thought dogging was cars.
That's what I mean. Isn't it like, what do you call it, where it's like an oxymoron where it cancels each other out? Because dogging is in the wild, isn't it?
Guess
but if
so,
you have
yeah.
it in a room, aren't you just having an orgy?
Yeah.
Maybe the walls give it context. If you're doing that outside, it's dogging. If you're doing it inside, it's an orgy.
Walls maketh the orgy. I think is the phrase.
I bet Susie Dent would know.
Yeah. Well, we've been trying to get her on and she ain't answering.
Trying to get her on.
The lack of punctuation in here as well. So there's no punctuation in any of that headline. So it could be dogging room planned close to primary school where you bring your own booze.
But I think primary in Runcorn.
Yeah, but they seem to be emphasising the bring your own booze as in, like, that's another element of the outrage.
Yeah.
You bring your own booze. They don't even have a bar at the dogging room.
Forget about it.
I think it's a bigger place because it says it promises playrooms, a couples only room, dogging room, sauna, and a dungeon. So this must. This
Holy
is plans.
Molly!
Yeah. It's
That's
a new
like
adult
Alton
club.
Towers.
The Alton Towers.
For swingers.
Of sex. Yeah. Plans for a new adult club with a dogging room and dungeon just yards away, getting closer now, yards away from a primary school have sparked concerns from furious local residents and an MP.
Well, the MP, we know where the MP's going to go.
Yeah, be like,
straight to the dungeon.
Unacceptable.
Oh, go and check it out.
I'll give them what for in person when it opens.
And I'll expense it because it's research.
Yes.
May I suggest if you do go, wear a Grinch mask.
Wear a Grinch mask.
Wear a bloody Grinch mask. Nobody will know. Pour
Stealing
juice
it
everywhere
all.
You want.
Juice on them. Got a big bag, you're putting all the dildos into it. No! They're ruining Christmas. For single men, £50 for 6 months, and couples memberships priced at £50 for a year. The tax on the single man there.
Oof.
Awful.
And that's for men and women if they're by themselves.
I think this just says single men priced at £50.
Well, how much is it for the single women?
I don't know.
Is it ladies getting free?
Maybe.
Do you know what? I understand what they're doing with that, but that would put me off because I'd be feeling like you're going into a sausage party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're the only bun in the room.
Yeah. Oh, God, the only bun in Runcorn. They call her Buncorn.
Oh, that made me feel sick, that.
Yeah. But it sounds all right, this place. They say our exclusive club in the heart of Runcorn, Cheshire, offers a sophisticated and intimate atmosphere for you to relax and unwind. It's the ultimate destination for adult entertainment enthusiasts. They've made that sound classy.
Do you know what? They've said Cheshire, and Cheshire's posh.
Mm.
So you're already thinking, oh, all right, maybe it'd be nice. Mm. But then you think, we'll have a bar then.
Yeah, well, you're still annoyed about the bring your own booze, but...
Oh, do you know what? I'm more annoyed than ever. Come and relax. Oh, it's all sophisticated here. Mm. Do you want... you're going to have to neck that cider out the 2 litre bottle, mate, because we haven't got a cup, we don't have a bar.
Yeah, they might have cups.
No, well, they don't have anything. They do have cups.
The complaints. Yeah, no cups.
But let's talk about the proximity.
Yeah,
the proximity to the school.
Yes, well, let's have a look. East Runcorn MP was contacted. He says he's brought this to the attention of the head of the council. Let me say, a local neighbourhood watch coordinator who didn't wish to be named said the presence of an unlicensed adult club in a residential area could the school's not been mentioned now. Co-owner, there's no more mention of the school.
Right.
Do you want to hear from the co-owner of Gigi's Lounge?
Do I?
They said, we are aware that there are some locals who have been misinformed of what we're doing solely on a generic website that never should have gone live and has since been taken down. You've been misinformed by a simple website that was made, but it shouldn't have gone live.
It shouldn't have gone live.
And we've taken it down. We made that website for a laugh and it's got nothing to do with our business. We just put it live.
Nothing to do with the business. We just designed and built a website for a laugh.
We didn't mean anyone to ever see that website. We put all that effort into making.
Yes, we put it live on the internet. We thought it was on the intranet. Yeah. Can we be forgiven for that?
Yeah.
Please?
You're very much on this club side, I find.
I know, I don't know why this has happened, really.
They said they're working with Halton Borough Council to make sure we comply with all legal requirements. And having been out into Runcorn and talked to many local business owners and passers-by in the street, we've had really positive feedback. No way.
No way.
He's just gone into Runcorn and like, excuse me, adult sex dungeon. We've got a dungeon and a dogging room coming. What do you think about that? What would you say? You're just going to go, yeah, all right. Not going to be like, well, I think that's unacceptable.
Please, not for me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How much?
And now it's time for our special guest, Daniel Fox, who... at the time of speaking, for me, his origin, his location is a mystery. Are they northern? Are they southern? We're about to find out. Daniel, where do you hail from?
Hey, I was raised in Bishop's Waltham, which is in the south in Hampshire.
Ooh.
It's a weird little town. There's like a big ruin of a castle.
Nice.
And a big pond. And a crystal shop, which is where I used to spend all of my pocket money as a 9-year-old gay little boy. My mum would be like, there's £3 for Pokemon cards. And I would be like, great, thanks. And then I would mince down to Rainbow's crystal shop and buy some smoky quartz.
You had everything you needed there.
Take your quartz to the pond. You've got a lovely day on your hands.
I took my quartz to the pond. There were terrapins. Terrapins
really?
In the pond.
Wow.
Yeah, because some guy had like released one or two at some point, and then they have like bred and bred and bred, and now it's just like a terrapin pond.
What's your hometown known for? Does it have any specialities?
Swans is what it's known for.
Oh, That sounds quite royal.
It's like a giant pond and then a road, the like main road, and then on the other side is more pond. All my life, these swans have just been like crossing the road. Everyone just has to stop in the roundabout where these swans like walk around and hiss at people.
Oh my God.
So is there like a swan lollipop lady? Like a lollipop swan?
A lollipop lady and I think a lollipop lord.
And did the terrapins and the swans get along?
Do you know what? I feel like I've seen one too many crushed terrapins for my liking.
Oh, no.
What about the swans?
I think they're just like smashing them with their necks, cracking that shell open.
Fucking hell.
I'm making that up. I have no idea.
I'm happy to. I believe it. Blame I'm happy swans. To take that
it's
as a fact.
It's a lie I'm happy to spread.
Yeah. So that's where you were born.
Born and raised around there, but yeah. My parents moved there like quite close to when I was born with from there or from the north.
Oh, so, really?
Here we go!
My mum and dad are both from North Yorkshire.
Oh!
So it's a sort of really weird mixed accent family. Like they both have quite strong northern accents. My brother has a Portsmouth accent.
Wow.
And then I, at around 7 years old, was like, I think I might try and be Oscar Wilde.
That's incredible. Whereabouts in North Yorkshire are they from?
My mum is from Harrogate. My dad is from, I think, Pateley Bridge.
Oh.
Like a very quaint little chocolate box village in North Yorkshire.
And your dad is made of chocolate, sorry.
And my dad, yeah, so my dad is made of solid milk chocolate.
Oh, wow. Lovely. Good for him.
And my mum is a terrapin.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice for you. No wonder you're a bit of a mixed family.
Yeah.
Right, and do you have any stories from the north?
I've been looking at like Pateley Bridge news, and one actually boiled my blood because one is about this child that has bought the sweet shop in Pateley Bridge.
What?
22 or something, and he bought this. It is the oldest sweet shop in the world, and my grandma used to own it.
Oh my God! Oh. Wow!
And it's been going since like the 1820s, I think. But then, like, recent news article is like, young entrepreneur buys oldest sweet shop in Pateley Bridge. And he's like, I don't see it as a business. I see it as an opportunity to curate. And I'm like, shut up.
Oh, shut up.
That's my birthright.
Yeah.
That's my birthright.
Oh, my God.
He's taking your fucking sweet shop.
Let's go down there with a gang of swans and really sort this guy out.
Yeah.
Oh, just absolutely fuck him up.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels really bad that he's bought that.
And has he done anything to it? Like, is he modernising it or something?
Is he making it a vape shop?
It's actually now the world's oldest vape shop. Do you know what? To be fair to him, I think he is keeping it, like, really traditional. So, fine. But okay. And I'm sure he's actually a lovely person. But I see that and I think, should have been me.
That should have been you. Yeah.
If there was a terrible, terrible fire and Ben Howie, who has purchased the sweet shop, just, gosh, was tragically locked in the shop as it happened, then...
Oh, God, if this...
Then I suppose...
What if this happens?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
playing Northern News in court. Mr. Fox, what do you think of this recording?
We would definitely be accomplices, though, because we're like, yeah, do it. Yeah. I will bring a gang of swans down to fuck him up.
I'm going to punch him in his fucking on fire head. You'd have an alibi as well. You'd be like, I can't go near fires because I'm half milk chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly that.
Daniel, you're also, as well as being a comedian, and I don't say this lightly, social media star.
Whoa.
You're also write musicals.
Thank you. Yes. Also, we started writing. Do you know Mother Shipton?
Yes. Mother Shipton's Cave.
Yes.
Yeah.
The like famous witch of North Yorkshire.
Yeah.
We were writing a musical. Well, are writing a musical about Mother Shipton.
Oh, amazing.
Which is very fun. So you go, have you been to the cave?
Yeah.
There's like a magic waterfall that like turns things to stone, which I think is amazing. And they're literally like, they put things under it and over time they turn to stone. I would have wildly inappropriate fun with that if I had access to that full time of the things you could just put under there.
What are you thinking?
just sort of the charred remains of someone could go in there. But like, I don't know, it'd be tempting. You could just put anything, couldn't you? Be like, oh, anything could be turned to stone.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Daniel.
Hey.
What if someone wanted to go down to Mother Shipton's cave and wish to come and see you on tour?
Then they need to dip their bare ass into the water.
Yeah.
Let it dry, do not wipe it. Then they need to go to Daniel Fox with two X's .co.uk. And there they will find my date. I'm also writing an Ursula the Sea Witch. No, not writing. It's written. It's going on tour. Ursula the Sea Witch musical called Unfortunate. You can find that at unfortunatemusical.com.
It's nice to have a guest on who is so prolific they make you feel sad about what you've achieved. Yep, thanks for joining us. Best go and write a fucking musical now, so I don't feel sad.
Oh, it's so lovely to chat to you. Good luck with your tour and with your musicals. And we've just been a bloody big success, if you don't mind me saying so.
Oh, I don't mind it. Thank you very much for having me. It's been lovely.
Oh, you're welcome. See you later, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
£6 for a pint.
This is lovely, actually. So a Hull mum spots something bizarre. Has that have a picture interest? Mm,
yes.
So Home Bargains have done these bottles where you write a letter in it and you put the cork in it and you send it off.
Oh, okay.
Lovely, right?
Yes, yes.
So a mum from Hull has done this with her two kids, and they've put these lovely letters in a bottle and they've sent it off. And her children are 2 and 8, and she sent it out to sea from Withernsea, or Witherensea, as we say, and I don't know why, because it's not spelled like that. Then 5 months after the letter was sent, so it was sent to Santa,
mm-hmm.
5 months after the letter was sent to Santa, it was uncovered by a man on his local beach in Denmark, right? But his name is Claus.
Oh.
Yeah, his name's Claus Flygar.
Claus Flygar.
Yeah.
And so now does he have an obligation to sort of deal with whatever's in the letter?
Well, yeah, I guess he has to fulfil all the hopes and dreams of these kids. I think that's how Home Bargains set it out in the terms and conditions. So Jessica, the mum, said she was astounded that the letter had been found by a real-life Mr. Claus. And his surname, Flygar, adds further magic to the tale because in Swedish it means someone who can fly.
Oh, what are the odds?
What are the odds?
Claus or Klaus? Would it not be Klaus?
Maybe it'd be Klaus, fine. But still, it's close,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's close enough.
The fact anyone's even found it is wild. Yeah, yeah. And I love that they've pushed it out into the sea.
So is that
on
what?
On the East Coast, and it's gone all the way to Denmark.
You buy the bottle, yeah. They push it out into the sea.
So you buy these little bottles, there's nothing in them. You obviously put your little letter in. Well, it comes with a little scroll, and you write it in, and then you tie it back up. And then it comes with like a waterproof like cork thing.
Mm.
Then you push it out.
Maybe we could put out a load of them. And just with a little note in it saying, do you want to be a guest on the Northern News podcast? Get them on. Get Klaus Flygear on, or whatever his name is. What is Klaus Flygar?
Yeah.
Get him on.
Oh, I'd love that.
What's the Danish accent, do you think?
Oh, do you want to attempt it?
No.
No. So let's have a look. So just before Christmas from Home Bargains, they were 49p each down the Christmas aisle. I think it was a letter you just write to Santa in a bottle. When I got home, I thought, message in a bottle. That's a terrible quote, Jessica. Jessica,
when I got it, I thought, message in a bottle.
Jessica, you've really fucked that quote. Let's try again. She also said, oh, here we go. This one better be good. The guy who found it, his name is Claus. We know this, Jessica. And I found that really bizarre because these bottles were down the Christmas aisle. Jessica,
oh,
man.
Jessica.
You're ruining Christmas, Jessica.
If this happened to anyone else, it'd be a magical story.
Jessica.
Oh, my God.
God. Let's see what Klaus Flygar has to say. I found this letter in a little bottle near Skagen in Denmark. The water has eaten half of the letter. I was going with two of my friends along the broad beach on Friday, April the 23rd. When we opened it up, half of the letter was eaten during the long swim. It's his second language here.
Yeah,
we know,
okay,
we know what he's aiming for.
Hell.
But we could see the words Hull and Humber. Therefore, I hope you could find us a sender so we can tell her what's happening to the bottle she sent. So they found it.
Yeah.
But what a guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Christmas Who Can Fly.
Yeah.
That's what his name is.
Yeah, basically.
Basically. If you overlook some of the details and spellings, it's basically Mr. Christmas Who Can Fly, isn't it?
Yeah, a long old name.
Oh, what a lovely story there. I think that's nice.
I can't wait to come on top of that lovely story.
Sorry?
With a hard You know what? Build on, you know what I mean? I want to get on that story.
Whoa.
And I want to add some more warmth, is what I'm saying.
Okay, sure you do.
Fucking hell. Just because you want to join that dogging club in Runcorn.
Derry's chocolate orange.
I've just realised it isn't a nice story. Ozempic, like they call it, the skinny jab. A man has been arrested in an ingredients raid. So the man's been arrested on suspicion of illegally selling skinny jabs online. So this is a man in his 30s from the Goole area in East Yorkshire has been selling unlicensed medicine.
Oh, it's like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and in his 30s, I don't think they have a name because this is quite a recent story. It's an ongoing investigation. But I'd say a man in Goole in his 30s, good chance we'll have gone to school with this person.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So if you listen to the podcast, I think you're innocent.
Get on the pod.
Get you on the pod.
Get I on think the you're innocent. Pod.
I hope you're doing well. Hope all is good.
But wait, so he's stealing ingredients. He's stealing...
I don't what know if he's stolen. I think... let's have a look, shall we? Oh, so they've seized vials thought to contain semaglutide, the active ingredient in Hollywood weight loss drug Ozempic.
Okay.
So he's got this active ingredient and I think he's got it in like vials and he's selling it to people. He's got to whack this in you. Just whack it in you.
Fuck. You'd have to be very trusting.
Oh, wouldn't yeah,
to
yeah,
be
yeah.
like, oh, this man's given me this vial of liquid and he said it'll make me Hollywood thin. I reckon I'll just inject it into my body.
Yeah. Semaglutide. Get it in me.
Get it in me. I think this is what Jonah Hill is on then.
Oh, was he accused of doing that?
Yeah. But I don't think it's illegal, is it, in America, maybe?
Oh, I guess not.
Because I don't think it was said, like, he was arrested for it. I think it was just, like, on something. Because to be fair, it must work. He's lost, like, half his body weight.
Yeah.
He sounds like a deeply toxic person.
Yeah.
But what a bod.
That's me doing that. It's quite hard to do that upbeat intro to Toxic and then be like, someone who's generally toxic behaviour.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
You've got to do a sad version like... Yeah, maybe Britney Spears should release a sad version of Toxic.
Oh.
But that made it too sad.
That's too sad.
Okay. Maybe a more upbeat version. So this guy.
So what? So he's done it. He's been accused of it. He's in court right now.
Yeah. So this look, the UK is having a crackdown on black market sellers after demand skyrocketed for weight loss jabs and things like Botox.
We can buy Botox from someone
in Goole Market. Goole Market.
God, I would hate the idea of somebody sat at home going, I'll give Botox a go, I'll do it myself.
Get
it
down
could
to market.
So wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is like a proper chemical.
Chemical.
It's like a scientific chemical thing.
I think that's a Mickey Flanagan bit of stand up. We're going out to have some chemicals.
But do you know what I mean? It's like, I even think stuff. People that dye their hair blonde at home, they're using proper like chemistry.
Yeah. Bleach.
And then putting Botox in your head. What if you went too far and it went in your brain and your brain couldn't frown?
But does that mean you...
Maybe that's
no,
a good
was all
depression.
Making sense as a genuine worry is them. You're like, what's Amy worried about here? She wants her brain to still be able to frown.
My brain needs to frown. I don't want to be happy all the time.
Yeah, basically, you're not supposed to be doing it. Semaglutide...
You've said it different every single time. Yeah. Love it.
See my glue TD.
See my glue titties.
Glue titties.
My glue titties. It's Christmas.
Don't touch them. You won't be able to get your hands off. Yeah, maybe we should invent glue titties.
Glue titties, yeah.
It's been a rude episode.
They could have that at the Runcorn dungeon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The glue titty room. I don't want to think about this anymore.
But it doesn't really say, it just says you shouldn't be doing them. The very best that can happen to you is you lose your money in a scam. And the worst that can happen is you end up hospitalised.
Oh, God.
They're missing out all the medium stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, if the best is you can lose your money in a scam, I guess medium isn't great, is it?
Yeah, but it's not a scam if it's the actual thing. And he wouldn't be arrested if it was just water.
I think... What?
Like...
You can't inject, like, water into your body.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't think you should be saying any more on this.
Cancel my plans.
In case the listeners are like, oh, so it's all right for water.
No, I'm
direct
not...
a bit of water. Put that in my forehead.
No, watery forehead. If he was arrested and they were like, what are these chemicals? And it was just water.
Mm.
He couldn't be arrested for having vials of water.
I guess it depends what the vials... If the vials have got like a needle and he's getting people to...
I'm not saying it's good.
I think it'd still be, like, fraudulent, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think...
I'm just trying to be on everyone's side today.
Yeah.
Let him off! Your Honour, let him off! Come on!
Gladil QC.
It's web week. Let him off. It should be like The Purge. Just do whatever you want to do for this week. Nobody cares. Go to your dungeons, inject your forehead with water. Just do whatever you want. Don't... matter this week.
This is the spin-off series Northern News needs. You as a lawyer having to defend everyone from these stories.
I'd love to do that.
This man's been accused of groping that woman. What's the evidence? We can't get his hand off her.
It's glue titties. See her glue titties. Your Honour, I put it to you that this man's brain cannot frown. How is he meant to go about life? Unable to frown his brain, huh?
I think the judge would just quit. I couldn't handle that if I was a judge. And then you just get all your clients off because the judge would be like, I can't listen to this woman. She's confusing me.
What is she talking about?
Well, that's what's happening in Galt. Illegal medicines.
Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
What part of that did you think was going to add to the warmth and joy of mine? Because you were like, oh, I know how I'm going to add to the joy of yours.
Mm.
And then you went, oh, it's not actually a really nice story. What part of that did you think, oh, this is heartwarming?
Well, I misread Ozempic and I thought Gull was hosting the Olympics. I thought we'd got the Olympics. I thought Gull AFC football stadium was going to do the 400 metres.
So read the headline with Olympics instead of Ozempic.
Olympics, colon. Man arrested. It doesn't sound good. In skinny jab ingredients raids. Yeah. Olympics, man arrested in skinny jab ingredient raids.
Yeah, good. Lovely, happy story. Oh, okay, well.
Well, it can't all be heartwarming.
It can't all be heartwarming. Merry Christmas. Merry festive period. Hope you had a lovely Christmas.
Yeah.
And you're excited for the new year.
Yeah. And a big thank you to our guest, Daniel Fox.
You've got to go see him on tour.
It's just called Villain.
And from that conversation, maybe he is.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's burnt down a shop. Maybe he hasn't. We ain't saying anything. We weren't involved in it. We weren't there.
We're not grasses.
And you can also go and see his musical, Unfortunate, colon, The Untold Story of Ursula the Sea Witch.
Oh, can't wait.
It's that time to be getting into your heads and thinking, what am I going to do? 2024. What are my resolutions?
Oh, my God, you've gone absolutely...
That's how you think? Because that's your battery winds down.
Right, yeah.
And then you charge up again for the new year.
New battery, new you.
Watch out for the millennium bug.
Yeah.
Tell you what, it'd be a good resolution,
go on.
Amy.
Yeah.
To sign up to our Patreon.
Wow.
Or our Apple subs.
You've got to think, what makes me happy? And if this makes you happy, then just a couple of quid and then you can have even more of it.
You deserve more happiness
in
your life.
Don't deny yourself.
Also, you get little bonus discount codes for the live show we're doing on the 15th of February.
Yeah.
So you pay a little bit of money for extra content.
A little bit of money. Hey, Northern News, all right.
Get it on the album. The album is coming out soon.
Yeah.
We've nearly gotten a... The problem is our songs are quite short. So we've got about 58 tracks, but it's still quite a short album.
Still under a minute.
Yeah. But do join. And, immediately get a bit of money back on some ticket stuff, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't
lovely. Have a lovely new year. See you at the Hooter Nanny. Bye.
Bye. Hello, everyone. It's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award-nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday, the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording the show. It's going to live online forever. So the more supportive a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there.